Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 35 people. Israel's military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school and killed many of the 20 to 30 fighters it believed were inside. We're for some reaction now. Israeli government spokesman David Mensur joins us. And David, thank you for joining us this afternoon. An airstrike on a UN school packed with displaced Palestinians in central Gaza, it shows a total disregard for the lives of civilians, doesn't it?
I tell you what shows a total disregard for the lives of human beings is Ireland's reaction in rewarding Hamas and recognizing a Palestinian state in the shadow of the October 7th massacre, when 1,200 of my people were massacred brutally, children shot in their cribs, mums and dads shot in their beds, families burned alive.
All right, I'll stop you, David,
crimes.
If you don't mind.
Ireland chose to reward the terrorists. No, I won't let you talk over me.
Ireland chose to reward the terrorists. You're not answering the question.
No one here in Israel will forgive Ireland for what they've done. And all of us here in Israel remember that it was Ireland that signed the condolence book for Adolf Hitler.
David, I'm very happy to speak to you in a few moments. David, if you don't mind.
There's a reason why there's hardly any Jews living in Ireland. It's because that Ireland is not.
David Mensur, if you don't mind, can I please put a question to you? Thank you. I'm not speaking about Ireland today. I'm speaking about an Israeli airstrike on a UN school in Gaza, which has reportedly killed 35 people, the majority of whom were women and children. I'm asking you, does that show a disregard for human life?
The disregard for human life is, of course, by the government of Ireland that has taken the terrible...
Well, the last time I checked, Ireland hadn't bombed any schools and killed children and women. So I'm asking you about Israel's actions in Gaza.
Yeah, Ireland was neutral in the Second World War when 6 million of my people were exterminated. And Ireland was a country that signed the condolence book in the German embassy for Adolf Hitler. And Ireland is a country which has rewarded the Hamas terrorists, of which we targeted last night, people that were actually engaged, actually took part in the October 7th massacre, which Ireland sought to reward.
I'd like to speak to you if you don't mind about what's happening in Gaza. The IDF has said that it conducted aerial surveillance of the site before this airstrike on the school. Now, a journalist working on the ground with CNN told CNN that there were 20,000 people, the majority of them women and children, packed into both the building, the yard and the surrounding area of that UNRWA school seeking shelter. They were asleep at the time of the Israeli airstrikes. Did the IDF know all that? Presumably it did, if conducted the aerial surveillance that we're being told it did. Did it know all that and conduct the strike anyway?
So last night, this Hamas compound, which was embedded inside an UNRWA school in the area of Nusrat, it was precisely targeted and hit. The school had terrorists who actually took part in the murderous attack of October 7th. We took them out. We targeted these Hamas Islamic Jihad and terrorists, these Nukba Force terrorists, because they had sought shelter in that school. We know what they were doing there. The three rooms which they had occupied in that school, the reason they were there is because they were hiding. They sought to use civilians. They sought to use civilians to provide cover for them, but it didn't work.
It didn't work because you decided to kill the civilians anyway.
I'm not interested in your nonsense. We targeted these terrorists and we got them. Now, of course, Israel does not works very, very hard to keep civilians out of harm's way. But it's falling on deaf ears in Ireland. But of course, you shouldn't take Hamas's word for anything. The Hamas Ministry of Health is the Hamas Ministry of Health.
When Israel decides to launch an airstrike on an area where 20,000 people are seeking shelter, you are not seeking to keep civilians out of harm's way. You are choosing to allow civilians be collateral damage to achieve your aims.
So Hamas are habitual liars. They have shown that to be the case many, many times. We know that every civilian that's killed is, of course, a disaster. But the ratio for this battle is one-to-one, one terrorist to one civilian, which is
tragic
in itself.
Well, of course, there's absolutely no evidence of that, and the IDF has provided no evidence of that.
1-9 is the United Nations average. We feel we've hit the gold standard. Of course, every terrorist
I can't allow you to say that because the IDF has repeatedly said, and Israel has repeatedly said, you've no idea how many civilians you've killed. So you can't say there's a one-to-one ratio because you don't know how many people you've killed.
That's not true. That's another lie coming from Irish RTE.
Okay, how many civilians have you killed?
We know that we've killed 1-to-1. So if we killed about 16,000 terrorists, we know that sadly 16,000 civilians have died in this war, which we did not want, that we did not ask for, that was started against us. And Hamas have said very, very clearly that if they're left in power, they will do it again.
You are providing absolutely no evidence for a claim of only 16,000 people being killed when we've seen the destruction that has taken place in Gaza over the last six or seven months.
On a telephone phone-in, what evidence do you think I could possibly provide?
Perhaps you could follow up. We'd love to follow up with you and give us some documentary evidence in that regard, just in terms of evidence of people who have died.
Why don't you ask for documentary evidence from Hamas that made up this figure of 20,000 people and women and children? I mean, do you realise the double standards you're giving to me live on air?
Can I ask you about first-person testimony from Karen Huster from MSF speaking in the last 24 hours. She saw 70 people, dead people, arriving into Al-Aqsa Hospital following what she said was an insane escalation in violence by Israel, bombing all parts of Gaza. 70 dead people, over 300 wounded, many of them critical, the majority of them women and children being brought into Al-Aqsa Hospital. Again, she said that shows the total disregard for human lives in Gaza.
So I don't know who that is. I don't know the person you're citing.
Her name is Karen Huster. She's from Médecins Sans Frontières.
Well, you didn't share that with me before the interview. That would have been the journalistic integrity thing to do, to tell me that you were going to ask me about that, so I could have looked into it. I've got no evidence of who this person is. I've no idea. You've given me a name. I don't know who that is.
I'm very happy to send you the tweets from the formal MSF account after this interview, if you'd like, and you can see all of her testimony there.
Fine. I can tell you that Hamas are a genocidal terrorist organization. They decided to go on a killing spree, not just on a one-day killing spree, but they decided to try and exterminate my country. And they have been given succor.
Yes, I'm not asking you about any of that, though, right now.
What I'm asking you about is radio station.
What I'm asking about specifically is 70 people being killed by Israeli bombing.
You are a state-funded radio station, so you're funded by the Irish government. And the Irish government has decided to support a terrorist entity that murders Jews.
David, you've made that claim. Sorry, excuse me. You've made that claim multiple times over the last couple of minutes, and it is not true. It is not true. The Irish government
has Hamas propaganda. Hamas, who are habitual liars and have carried out the worst attack on Jewish people, which you, the Irish government, has chosen to support. You didn't create...
Excuse me, if you don't mind, some facts. If you don't mind, I'll give you a couple of facts. I am not the Irish government. RTE is part funded by the state. The Irish government does not support Hamas. The Irish government has made quite clear that it opposes Hamas and condemns Hamas. And the Irish government has said what it does support is a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with an Israeli state. If you wouldn't mind addressing the points that I put to you about Israel's actions, because the last time I checked, Ireland is not a part of this war. Can I ask you, please, about Benjamin Netanyahu and the potential for a ceasefire? Joe Biden has said that this total victory that Benjamin Netanyahu has said must be achieved by Israel. I'll give you the quote from Joe Biden. He said, "Indefinite war in pursuit of an unidentified notion of total victory will only bog down Israel and Gaza, draining the economy, military and human resources, and further Israel's isolation in the world." He's right, isn't he?
So the question I have for you is, why didn't Ireland choose to recognise a Palestinian state on the 6th of October? Why did it take the massacre of my people to promote the recognition of a Palestinian state? But can you answer me that question? You've asked me questions.
It was part of the Irish government's programme for government 5 years ago, and it was something that the government said they were working towards.
The Israeli people reserve the right not to take anything That the Irish government, and you are
David,
a
you haven't really answered any of my questions on the programme today, and I'm very sorry about that, but I appreciate you taking the time to join us on the programme. David Redfern, thank
Hamas,
you very much.
Hamas propaganda,
I appreciate you taking the time.
Outrageous.
Thank you.